Welcome to AM Best Audio.
LexisNexis Risk Solutions released its 2024 U.S. Auto Insurance Trends Report, which aggregates annual market data about driving behaviors, consumer auto insurance shopping, underwriting, and claims to help insurance carriers better understand the evolving trends impacting the U.S. auto insurance industry. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Tanner Sheehan, Vice President and General Manager, U.S. Claim Solutions, LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Tanner, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, John, glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Tanner, I understand that LexisNexis Risk Solutions just announced a new claims product enhancement. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. I first want to just talk about the core product and then cover what the enhancement is all about. So the core product, and it's really one of our flagship products, is called Claims Data Fill, widely used in the market. And what Claims Data Fill does is deliver information to carriers about people, vehicles, and policies or coverage, you'd say. It's used most commonly to gather that sort of information on third parties involved in a claim. So if you imagine you're a carrier and you're insured has been involved in an accident, Claims Data Fill can help you gather information you need on the other party involved in the accident. So who are they? How can you contact them? Who are they insured with? Some details about their vehicle, et cetera. We deliver this information very early in the claim, but as the claim develops, let's say you find out that new parties are involved, there are witnesses, new things come to light about the claim. We allow carriers to come back to us and order data fill again and again and again in order to get more of the same data as new facts emerge as the claim develops. Okay, so that's Claims Data Fill. You know the saying that every day should start with a balanced breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
We sort of feel like every claim should start with a Claims Data Fill order, at least every time a person crashes into another person. So anytime a third party is involved, for sure. So now about the enhancement, we turn the communication on its head a little bit. So what I mean by that is that with Claims Data Fill, before this enhancement, the carrier asks us a question and we answer it. With these enhancements, the communication about the information they need can actually flow back in reverse. So if we at LexisNexis see something new about the claim, we proactively communicate that back to the carrier. So without a call from the carrier, we deliver them new information we think would be helpful to them. One of the things that sometimes takes a bit of a time to get as an adjuster is the police report, for instance. Police agencies have turnaround times that run the gamut from same day as the crash to many days, or in some infamous areas, it can even take months to get a police report back. This means that adjusters find themselves setting diaries to check back for police reports. With this monitoring capability, we deliver a notification to the carrier when the report is available. So when we see a report come up on that date of loss with the parties involved, we'll tell the carrier that report is there and we'll give them all the details they need to then go and order that police report if that's something they want to do for that claim. If drivers are cited for violations in the crash, we let them know. So we monitor the parties in the claim, see if they're cited with any violations on that date of loss. That's obviously valuable for liability determination, subrogation, et cetera. So now all it is Claims Data Fill is kind of becoming a two-way street in communication. We're proactively communicating back to the carrier. And I think you're gonna see us over time looking for more and more ways to do that proactive communication with carriers with information we think they might benefit from knowing, help them make better decisions in that claim.
How have some of the landscape underpinnings around claim severity, cost to repair, and total losses factored in here, Tanner?
You know, I think all the things you mentioned are really just reminders that the pressure in claims just keeps getting turned up. Things never seem to get easier, but over the last few years, they've been really, really hard. One of the symptoms there, or side effects, I guess, is the time to close has gotten slower, not faster. The costs get higher, not lower. So claims departments are always looking to control what they can control. Cycle time. Now that you can't control everything in cycle time, especially over the last few years with part shortages and labor and things like that, but Cycle time is a place they always look. And we know that customers that use claims data fill reduce their cycle time meaningfully, particularly by influencing that time to first contact. Because remember, we give you information, phone numbers, home addresses, email addresses, et cetera, to contact that third party as quickly as you can to let them know you're on it. And carriers are really aware that third parties can start to get worried or angry or impatient with every minute that passes where they don't think they're being taken care of. And kind of another thing, it's societal norms are changing. That clock, that internal clock that people have on how fast is this going to get done, the clock seems to be speeding up, ticking faster and faster. And one of the biggest outcomes, if carriers do not make that quick outreach, is that third parties start looking for help in other ways. And primarily, the other way you go get help as a claimant is to hire an attorney. And when that happens, a lot of things change. But we believe claims data fill is one of the best ways to take care of claimants and prevent them from believing that the only way to get this done right is to get an attorney involved.
So let's talk a little bit more about attorney representation. Tell us about the research that your team conducted around that subject, claim satisfaction, and particularly around attorney representation. According to the research, what was the most surprising thing that you found?
Yeah, last August, we completed a consumer study on attorney-represented injury claims. To us, there were a lot of learnings. I think if we talk about the most surprising, it was probably just how often claimants hire an attorney before they ever talk to the insurance company. And secondly, how quickly they do that. So thinking about this study, you have to remember everyone in this survey hired an attorney to help them with their claims. 100% of the people are 100% of the claims were attorney repped in this case. So it's not all injury claims. It's all claims where an attorney was involved is what we're talking about here. But here's the stat. 57% of people who hired an attorney did so before they ever had a conversation with the insurance company. And then when we asked, secondly, how long it took them to make the decision to hire the attorney, 80% said they decided to hire an attorney within 24 hours of the crash.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So moving quickly to resolve a claim has traditionally been seen as a way to mitigate attorney representation. But if your research shows that in 50% of attorneys repped claims, the claimant has already hired an attorney before speaking with the insurance company, then how should carriers react?
Well, I still think that early contact and quick and fair handling is one of the best ways to mitigate the involvement of the attorney in the first place. So there's still a huge portion of the time that carriers can make this impact. Even in this survey, where every respondent eventually hired an attorney, 43% had some level of interaction with the carrier before they made the decision to use an attorney. And then you've got another 40 to 50% of all injury claims out there where an attorney wasn't involved at all. And I suspect if you look at that cohort, the cohort of people that just used an adjuster and got their claim handled, you'd probably see early contact and, you know, the carrier making good faith efforts to get to an early resolution were probably over-indexed in that cohort, were key success factors in mitigating attorney involvement there. So there's still ample opportunity to have a one-on-one fruitful relationship with the claimant. We don't want that to get lost, but in this study, looking at only those claims where attorneys were involved, there were some pretty shocking statistics we found there.
All right. That being the case, how is this new level of involvement impacting other areas of the injury claims process regarding medical care, payouts, and just overall satisfaction?
Yeah, now we're getting into some of the other findings from the survey. One of the other surprising areas that we found in the survey was the extent to which attorneys get involved in the medical side of the claim. 25% of respondents said that their attorney was primarily responsible for setting their medical treatment plan. 69% said their attorney had some involvement in selecting providers, doctors, specialists, etc. 38% said that the attorney was involved in determining the frequency of visits. So it's not just legal advice and legal representation people are getting from attorneys anymore. And here's the thing, people overall seem to actually like it that way. So we asked claimants this question: if you could do it all over again, would you hire an attorney again for this claim? 64% of people said, I would definitely hire an attorney again. And another 29% said, I probably would. So you're looking at 93%, you combine those two stats, 93% of people saying they'd be likely to hire an attorney again for the claim that they just closed. So if you're looking for a customer satisfaction stat, that is a customer satisfaction stat. It's not the one that carriers want to hear. But it's the one they should be really concerned about, especially because another area of our survey found that word of mouth was a leading way that people found their attorney in the first place. We asked, how did you decide who to hire? Word of mouth was one of the top ways they decided who to hire. So what you've got is satisfied customers telling all their friends at the backyard barbecue that the best way to get a claim settled is to bring an attorney in. And for those reasons, I think this problem is actually going to get worse.
Wow. So then what should insurers be taking away from this? And what's been their reaction to the findings here?
Well, a lot of carriers have heard these stats from us, and a lot have actually brought us back to deliver these stats to a larger group at their office. I think what's interesting is we didn't uncover a lot of things that no one knew was happening. And anecdotally, carriers are pretty aware of everything we sort of dug up in this survey. What they didn't have was the percentages. They weren't able to put numbers to it. They had the stories, but not the numbers. So they didn't know the extent to which this was going on. I think the other thing that was probably maybe a complete surprise was the extent to which people were happy they hired their attorney, that 93% stat that I gave you. And it's been popular enough that we're going to keep going with it. So right now, we're working on another consumer survey that's going to dig into the customer experience of working with an attorney. So what did it look like and feel like to work with your attorney? Did they visit your home to talk to you? Did you have a conference call every Friday just for an update? What level of handholding was there? What promises were made to you, and how well were those promises kept? And then we're going to contrast that with the experience of just working through an adjuster throughout the claim. We're really excited about that because just a peek into the customer experience of using an attorney is going to be interesting. But I think there are some things there that carriers will be able to act on to sort of improve the experience of working with an adjuster. So, I mean, there's a battle for trust going on, and attorneys are doing pretty well in that battle. So carriers are looking for ways to get some of that trust back. And I think we're going to be able to help them with that with this next installment of our consumer study.
Uphill battle, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. The plaintiff's bar is extraordinarily well coordinated. And just society is finding its way that hiring an attorney is the way to get things done. And I don't think it has to be that way. Carriers know it doesn't have to be that way. And they're trying as hard as they can to sort of earn back the trust.
Tanner, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's been fun.
That's Tanner Sheehan, Vice President and General Manager, U.S. Claim Solutions, LexisNexis Risk Solutions. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Thank you. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.